Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday, talking about an amazing passage from St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 10, talking about the central confession of Christianity. The central reality in what that confession is the communication of a deep, transforming conviction that we carry in our hearts, confirmed, a truth confirmed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. You could say the voice of the Holy Spirit within us, giving us a capacity, enabling us to receive the truth that's proclaimed to us about Jesus, and to know that that truth is not just a theoretical idea. It's not just a set of faith statements, but the statements represent or communicate the lived experience and an ongoing reality in our lives, that we've come to know Jesus Christ personally, that we've come to know him as Lord, as Paul's talking about here. I'll read again the line that I ended the program with yesterday, chapter 10 of Romans, verse 8 and following. The word is near you. It's on your lips and it's in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For man believes with his heart and so is justified, and he confesses with his lips and so is saved. It's so beautiful. And scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. You see that the centerpiece of it all is that Christianity is a matter of the heart. It's the matter of the heart, mind, and will, but the heart, the core, the seat of decision, the seat of identity, human identity, the gospel goes right to the core of our being. And it doesn't give to us a set of beliefs that, or top 10 things to keep in mind to keep us motivated, something like that. It's a power. Because a person has come to dwell in us. The person of the Holy Spirit who makes present all that Jesus promises. And it's not just for special people. It's not just for the unique saints or the cardinals or, you know, priests. It's for all who are baptized into Christ. And the whole mission of the church and the reason it exists is to lead people to this confession that Paul's talking about. And again, it's not just a, you know, people make confessions about being parts of organizations or clubs or whatever. This is different because Christianity is communicating a life. This confession is about a life. Let me give you an example. There's a beautiful passage in Acts chapter 5 where the apostles who were preaching the gospel and the leaders, the religious leaders of Israel, were doing everything they could to silence the apostles. They warned them. They beat them at one point. They tried to intimidate them, silence them, tell them to stop talking about it. So the authorities were telling them to stop speaking about Jesus, and the apostles did just the opposite. And they explained to them why. It's so interesting. This is Acts chapter 5, verse 27 and following. It says, and when they had been brought to them, that is the apostles brought before the religious leaders, they set them before the council. And the high priest questioned them, saying, we strictly charged you not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. So these guys were angry with the apostles, and they had a lot of power. They're correcting the apostles because the apostles basically didn't obey them. And here's Peter's response. But Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men. Now, this line in and of itself is a testament to the power the apostles had received from the Holy Spirit given to them on the day of Pentecost. Because they went from a band who was scattered and ran on Holy Thursday night when Jesus was dragged before this very body. And Peter and others knew these guys had power, and they were afraid. Jesus told them that it would happen. They said, no, it won't happen. Peter said, no, it won't happen. I'm loyal, I'm faithful, and some of these other guys, these other clowns here might do, but not me. I'd die for you. So Peter has, as I mentioned on Holy Week, Peter has the experience the Lord knew he needed to go through to come face to face with just how weak he is as a human being and how he's under the power of fear and death in many ways. You know, in a very small way, there's an analogous thing happening in our own culture now, you know, with cancel culture. And the church is getting pressured, and it's going to increase, to articulate the creed that's being communicated by the world, the new moral value system that it's creating. And it's demanding obedience, that we bend the knee. We should take courage from the apostles, and we should understand something. Peter's now standing free, having spent time in jail, leaders are trying to intimidate him. And what does Peter do? He knows they're angry. He knows who they are. His response, we must obey God rather than men. Now, how did he get there? The power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus told them, you need to wait. Even though you know the words I spoke, you need more than that. Even though you watched me, and you even did some of what I did. That's not enough. What you need is power. What you need is what I've got. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus has the full anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, the new man, heaven and earth are united. And Jesus, the man from Nazareth, is filled full with the anointing of the Spirit. And his whole coming, friends, was to be able to ultimately communicate the Holy Spirit, who is a person, the love between the Father and the Son, to communicate the Holy Spirit to everyone. Because that's where salvation begins, hearing the gospel, repenting, and then being baptized into Christ in the Holy Spirit. Unless you're born again of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said. So he also told the apostles, wait and you will be clothed with power. Another place he said, you will receive power and then you'll be my witnesses. They're now witnessing, they're testifying to what they know to be true about Jesus, but they're not just doing it on their own resources, on their own strength. They know the Spirit of God's with them because they've experienced the Spirit and they know the Lord's word is true and they're banking their whole life on it. They're leaning into it. They're living in the Spirit. They're living from the Spirit. They're yielding to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. They're drawing strength and confidence from the Holy Spirit because they know this is real. They're living a life. And in fact, that's what it said earlier when they were released from prison with the help of the angel. It said, but at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out. That is, brought the apostles out. And the angel said to them, go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. Christianity is life. Christianity is a new way of life, conformed to the person of Jesus. Now, the church is a body of people that are born into this reality, weak and broken people like me. But the Lord is coming to equip us, and weak and broken people like the apostles were, who betrayed him, denied him. What we see in their life is what's been given to us. We don't have the exact same mission the apostles do in terms of the level of responsibility that they had and the rest, but all of us are called to be apostles small a. We're all called to be engaging in Jesus' mission. And that's done not with just good organizational strategies and good teaching methodology. It's fundamentally moved forward through the power of the Holy Spirit alive in people who know they've been empowered by the Holy Spirit, and they know that the word, as Paul said earlier, is in their heart and upon their lips. It has an external expression, outward expression, an internal experience and expression. So Peter goes on, with courage and boldness he stands and says, no, we must obey God rather than men. And then he declares what the Holy Spirit wants us to say and to communicate to other people. Very clearly said, the God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. You killed him, God raised him. This is what we're testifying to. We're testifying not that he just had great ideas, or he's just another prophet among, you know, the prophets of Israel. He's totally different. He's not dead. He's alive. He's living a new creation. It's in him. And he's communicating it to us. He then goes on to say, and God has exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior. It's another way of saying Lord in Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. The word Jesus means savior, right? So they're saying he's alive. The one who is dead, who you killed, we're telling you he's alive. Not only that he's alive, but that God the Father has raised him. And he now is at the right hand of God, and he's Lord, he's leader and savior. And this is done so that repentance can be brought to Israel and the forgiveness of sins. Jesus told the apostles in the first resurrection appearance, the account in Luke, where he comes upon the apostles in the room and he tells them they will go forward now and testify to what they've seen, that Jesus is risen, that he died, he rose again. And they're meant now, Jesus said, to bring repentance and forgiveness of sins to the whole world, to all nations. It's right at the heart of the message. It isn't moralistic, therapeutic deism, as I talked about yesterday, the description by Christian Smith, the sociologist, about how faith is expressed in, among so many people who call themselves Christian, that it's just a behavior modification. It's sin management. It's meant to help me feel better. Or it's something that I do on my own strength that the God of deism watches from the outside, and I actually end up living, slogging through life, trying to fix myself, trying to make myself better, more successful, and, you know, want to become what we know the scripture calls us to be. But if we're not doing it, living from this awareness that the apostles experienced right here, the Spirit of God was with them, and they were living under the in obedience to the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was giving them power, and they were living from that power. Jesus, in other places, is described, John chapter 14, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth. The Holy Spirit will help you know everything about me. The Holy Spirit will remind you everything I taught you. The Holy Spirit will give you words to speak. The Holy Spirit will empower you to walk in my footsteps. The Holy Spirit will bring you into freedom, and a freedom to confess the truth about who I am, but also just an interior freedom to move from slavery to freedom, to be able to slowly grow step by step and walking in virtue, walking in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the freedom of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit growing in us, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. All of this, Jesus said, if you live with this awareness, if you seek me first, if you hunger and thirst for what I want to give you, and you give me your time and your mind and your heart and your devotion, I will give you the longing of your heart. I will lead you into the life I myself have lived, and you will know me and know the Father. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.